Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Mo couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 30th, 2015.
And I really hope this is episode 173.
It is.
I have failed. I have not looked at the notes.
Oh, okay.
But I know what we did this week. But yeah.
That's okay. You don't have to look at the notes.
No.
I see how it is. Whatever.
I really should.
It is what it is.
I really should look at the notes. And I probably shouldn't state that at the very beginning of the show.
No.
Hey.
That doesn't sound very professional, for one.
I didn't look at the notes.
I mean, you're letting them see behind the third wall, which, you know, isn't terrible, but...
I know.
You want to have some semblance of order. So.
And I am Jay. That's my lovely wife, Mrs. Renee.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I'm doing excellent.
That's good.
Another day. I'm not dead, so.
I'm thankful. I am so thankful that you're not dead.
You know, it's a pretty terrible way to say it, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm still around. I'm kicking.
Well, that's cool. So, how was your Monday today?
Monday was okay. It wasn't too bad. We had a meeting.
Right.
You
and I didn't? I missed it?
No. Oh, okay. I had a meeting at work. So, okay. I haven't even told you about this yet. So, I told you how we're doing this agile training.
Yes.
We even watched a video with some cartoon characters look like they were on South Park. They had floppy heads and beady eyes.
Okay. All right.
They look like the people from Canada from South Park. And
okay.
They had a dude saying, "That's not my job." And they had a little dude to say, "Dude, I don't even work for you." So those are my two quotes that I use often. Like, "Dude, I don't even work for you." Anyway, so we had our actual first agile training implementation. And you'll be all right, so this meeting uses an app. You can use an app in
okay.
this meeting. So what it is, you go through your list of items that you have to work on, right?
Okay.
And you have to give them story points. Have you heard of story points?
Is that like putting sticky notes on a board?
It's to assign a weight of priority.
Okay.
There's the story points are 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 50, 130, 210, 500, and 800.
Everything would be 210.
Well, the thing is, though, if it's higher than 13, you have to break it down into smaller tasks. That's the catch. So everybody's in a big room. There were like 16 people.
All right.
You go through what everybody's doing.
Okay.
And the person who owns the item, they kind of explain what the item is. Everybody simultaneously holds a number up. I forget what story point you think it is.
Ah.
They have physical cards. It looks like a deck of cards. It looks like a card game.
Okay.
Almost.
All right.
And but they have an app.
Okay.
And I downloaded it today.
So does the app have the cards you can hold your phone up instead?
So what you do, and I'll show the room, you have these numbers along the side right here. And
wait, nobody can really see it because...
Oh, you can't really see it. It's probably too light. But anyway, the app has numbers along the
turn
side.
See if you can turn the brightness down.
Yeah, I can.
I think if you turn the brightness down, they may be able to see it. What's this app called? Can anyone download it?
Oh, yeah. It's free. I mean, it doesn't really do much. But it's silly, but it makes meeting fun. More fun than if we didn't have it.
Because everybody's going to have the phone anyway.
Right. So, okay. So the people that didn't have their phone, they had cards that they held up.
Okay. Okay.
And it's like, so Judy, I'm working on this item, and we need to, you know, update the DLLs. And it's like, okay, so Judy's explaining the item. What does everybody think story point is? And so simultaneously, you'd be like, 8. And they go around the room, 8. Okay, 13. Well, actually, 3. Okay, 8 and 3. Explain why you think it's 3. Explain why you think it's 8. And then they explain, and they have a revote.
Okay.
Until there's, you know,
consensus.
It doesn't have to be exact. Like, if it was 8 and 13, you go with 13, because 13 is right next to the 8, you go with the higher one.
Okay.
But if it's a bigger gap, you have to explain your stance.
Okay.
And then, so we went through that, but they have a question mark symbol, which I use pretty often.
That would have been mine.
Because
that would be me.
The problem is, Helix and Halo have work, and we kind of don't know what the other side is doing.
Right.
So Halo always holds up this when my work is coming up. And I hold up this, the question mark, when it's their work. And but most of the time it's their work. So
that's like saying, not my job.
It's called Agile Poker.
Okay.
I guess poker because it has cards. That's the only okay thing. And it has a coffee symbol. We aren't sure what the coffee symbol is.
All right.
But there's a coffee symbol. But anyway, so I thought that was hilarious.
I'm not here, Miss Zoe, right now.
Yep, yep. And
I want to see the coffee symbol.
Oh, here you go.
Let me see this app.
Coffee symbol. I'll be right back.
All
right.
So, yeah, so coffee symbol. See, this is the one that I would use. So this app is called Agile Poker. And there's a lot of things that we're having that let me turn this down real quick. We're having changes at work too. We're doing like new change processes and everything else. So, while Renee is going up there and checking in on Zoe to make sure she is okay, which I'm pretty sure she's fine. So, I hope everybody had a great Monday. I did. It's been really busy for me. I have a kind of a big project that I'm doing where I'm upgrading our mobile system from current release to a whole new architecture, and we want to get it stood up pretty fast. I have that going on, and I was kind of just telling people what I have going on with my big project and everything. But before we get interrupted again by Miss Zoe, I want to take a moment and say what is going on to the people in the chat room. How's
Hello,
everyone
chat
doing?
Room. And just to let you know, the chat room says the video is not working, so you might want to check that out.
The
Hello,
video is not working?
Chat room. Video's not on. We're going to get that set up for you guys, but I want to say hi to Dolkador and hi to JB Hannah and hello to JK Grammar. And Zobby is here. She left, but I think she'll be back. And Punk Gopher is here. Hello, Punk Gopher.
So you said the video is not working?
That's what everybody is saying. But as far as the coffee symbol, no one really knows what it means. It could mean, you know, I'm going to need some coffee to stay up all night to work this out. It could mean we need to talk about this, or it could mean
coffee break.
This is so easy that I could just sit here and drink coffee all day.
Maybe it means coffee break or something.
Like, I need a coffee break?
Yeah.
No one knows.
All right, so let me
see
what's going on here.
So while you do that, so we didn't do much else this weekend. Just spent time with the girls, you know, did mundane stuff like going to Kroger and Costco. We really didn't do much else. My weekends are spent at home for the most part. Jay did go to the gaming store. We'll talk more about what game that he played later. But he went to the gaming store, and that was cool. He got somebody to teach him a new game.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty awesome. So I do have some new tech. How our tech has changed.
So we should be live now. And I wonder if we should. Part of me is like, do we go back and just redo all that?
No. Are you kidding me?
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah.
Tech. Oh. How are tech?
There you go, Renee. You heard yourself.
I did.
You heard yourself.
You heard yourself. Shaky. Show me what you're working with.
All right. Let me get out of here. All right, cool.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, thanks everybody for saying it. So again, let's get back here. Let me back up and let's say hello to everyone in the chat room.
Hi, I already did that.
So was folks listening live instead of watching video?
I don't know.
Now I'm wondering.
So no one saw my agile poker thing, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's all right. It wasn't that exciting. I thought it was cool for what it was.
Well, the funny part is, I haven't recorded locally, so I was recording locally.
So
as
people who, you know,
if you want to go back later, and see the first 7 minutes of the show,
go on ahead. It's up to you.
It'll be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now I just want to say hello to everyone in the chat room, and we want to say a special hello to Punk Gopher.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
I know. I was going to say that in the birthday section, but I guess we'll see it twice.
Well, here's the thing. Because we have cake.
We do have cake, but we already discussed this.
But they didn't hear the discussion that we had
earlier
of me wanting some cake, and you said it's my cake.
It is
my cake. As in your cake.
It is.
And I was like, well, we have to let Punk Gopher decide if I can have a piece.
It's my cake.
So, Punk Gopher, sir,
it's my cake.
Am I allowed to have a piece of cake?
But it's my cake.
To celebrate your birthday?
But it's my cake.
We have birthday cake.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I'm so sorry that the video wasn't playing earlier.
Oh, that's all right. It happens.
All right. So, let's go ahead and let's jump into some weekend wrap up. Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, sir.
We already went through our weekend wrap up.
Yes, sir. That is that exactly how we
We already went through our weekend wrap up.
No, we didn't. We talked about Monday, babe.
Oh, yeah, but I talked about you going to the game store.
Okay, but you didn't talk about what you did this weekend.
I didn't do anything this weekend.
Oh, man, you got to chill.
Exactly. I didn't do anything this weekend. That's why I said my weekend was spent with the girls and just relaxing and not doing much of anything, and it was really nice. So
I think the thing was I was having to work on the video and I wasn't listening at the same time.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I wasn't listening at the same time, so
I mentioned the word tech. I guess you didn't hear me.
Yeah, I heard tech. So you have something you'll talk about in tech?
Yeah, it's all in the notes.
You said you had to look at the notes.
I didn't say you had to look at them.
I'm playing. So,
somebody named Techno Dummy is here. Hi, Techno Dummy.
Man, I am all over the place. So let's go ahead and get into tech.
Technology.
I have to say,
I think work's getting to me, babe.
Oh. How convenient to blame it on work. It's so convenient.
Hey, I'm not blaming on the girls, though.
You aren't. You're free to, but you aren't. So, how our tech has changed. Our tech when, 2 years ago, there'd been a new phone, new router,
mm-hmm.
and something like that. But no, now our tech is car seats and strollers. Woot had an awesome deal.
Wait a minute. What? So this is not tech.
It is, too. It's technical. Do you know how much tech research goes into strollers and car seats?
Mm-mm-mm.
Just because it doesn't have an internet connection doesn't mean it's not tech.
All right. Okay, go with it, babe.
Okay. So, the tech I have, new car seats. We got them from Woot.com. They were an awesome deal. We were looking for convertible car seats, and we got some. And I've been researching car seats for about a month now.
Yes,
and
a month.
I think you seem a little weary. The comments seem a little like, oh, A month. It is kind of like that.
A lot of people. So there's not a lot of things that Renee gets very. I don't know if obsessed is the right word, but when you start. And I find it funny because there's things that I think that you should, that that's probably on the same level as the car seats, right?
Like what?
I can't go back.
Car seats are about safety, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff that has to do with the family and stuff like that, and stuff that, you know, I've asked you to check out, and it's kind of like, meh, meh, meh. But, yeah, man, if I wish... On some of the things that I bring to you, that you have the same fervor when you're looking up. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But go ahead, talk about the car seats, babe.
So, so anyway, we got car seats. We like them, and they're got up from Wood, and the Graco Headwise 65 convertible car seats, and I like them a lot. And the girls like them. They didn't cry when they're in them, so it's all good.
You like them because we actually get to put them in.
Yes.
And you get to actually use the
mirrors.
So,
yeah.
And I noticed that you had changed the mirror that goes on the passenger side so you can see also.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
So here, I want everyone to kind of back me up here. I don't, Renee, to get distracted with the girls.
I'm not. You know, I look at them at a red light.
Because it's easy for you to do that.
Dude, I look at them at a red light. Come there on now. Times, give me credit.
Babe, I remember when we used to drive, and you would talk to me, and you would look at me.
They do it in the movies all the time.
And I was like...
They do it in the movies.
I'm like, stop looking at me.
Have you ever seen the movies?
Yes, I've seen the movies.
They do it in movies all the time.
Yeah.
They'll be looking and talking for like 30 seconds, not even looking at the road.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if they do it in the movies, I don't know why I can't do it.
Yeah.
But we also got a stroller, the Juvie X2 double stroller.
Yeah.
And it's... We just tried it out once, so we're trying to get a bearing, see if we like it. Has a lot of storage space, but it's big.
It has a lot of storage space. And
any double stroller is going to be big.
Well, I think if we got the stroller where they were, the inline. But we didn't want the inline.
No.
We didn't want the inline.
We want that one.
And I think that's what I was used to, because we had an inline for the car seats, right? And we have the Saturn View. And the Saturn View doesn't have the full trunk that some cars have. You know, it has a shortened SUV truck and is not, you know, I mean, I got it in, it's leaned up against the seat, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Why?
And now it's like, if we make trips to Costco or if we go to the grocery store at all, we have to pull the car seats out.
Well, if we go to Kroger, I can put the bags behind the...
Okay.
Behind the passenger and driver's seat.
Right. So, I mean, that's just the only thing that I'm kind of thinking about is like, oh, man, if we get a lot of groceries, if we go shopping, where we would normally use a stroller for the girls. And it's kind of like, oh, man, we defeating the purpose. So, that's the only thing, you know. I wish that I had thought about, because that was one of the things we thought about when we first bought the Juvie, was that, you know, we were going to, you know, want to fit in the trunk.
We would have had this problem with anyone, though. With any.
And this is horrible. This is tech. I can't believe we're talking about this in tech.
Do you have any tech?
Yeah, I got a new coffee grinder.
So you got a new coffee grinder, y'all.
So, what was
what happened to your old coffee grinder?
Saturday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was Saturday morning, which let me tell you, Maya and Zoe slept all night that night.
That night.
And they woke up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got up. I was going to brew some coffee. Coffee grinder broke. Okay. And so we was like, you know what? Let's go hang out with the old people. Let's go to Bob Evans. So we got up. We went to Bob Evans. It was 7:30. No, it was more like, it was a little bit before 8.
Yeah.
We had a very nice breakfast.
Yep.
I mean,
girls are good.
Girls were good. They're eating, if you don't know, the girls are eating eggs now. Mm-hmm. They're eating pancakes, tortillas. pancakes. What else do they have? They had a lot of stuff. So, I'm not even sure who Renee's talking to, but she's JK. She's not talking to me.
Talking to JK.
But so my coffee grinder broke. It was I had this coffee grinder for almost 3 years, and this was one of my favorite Christmas presents that Renee had given me. And
you just threw it away.
I threw it away.
It wasn't nothing.
I threw it away. And I was gonna make a video and do a rest in peace for it.
That would have been funny.
But I tried to take it apart, but I couldn't take it apart.
Why?
I got tired of messing around with it.
Oh, it was probably sealed.
It was really sealed. So it came in today. I got a Cuisinart burn meal grinder. It has the chute in it, so it holds a half a pound of beans, you know, so I can put them in there and, you know, we can just gradually grind beans throughout. And
so this isn't the same one. It's a better one.
Upgrade.
Jay's such a coffee snob, y'all.
Okay, so this is the person here. Don't let Renee fool y'all. Renee has turned into a coffee snob herself because she has seen the light. She understands the value of freshly ground coffee. And
I could say that you ruined me.
How did I ruin you? How?
Because other coffee doesn't taste as good.
Well, you wouldn't have. You used to not drink coffee at all. You hated the way coffee tastes. Did you not?
I used to hate the way coffee tastes.
She used to hate the way coffee tastes. And she's like, oh, Jay, you just turned me on to. You just turned me on. I was like, babe, I do. Oh, I love you so much.
Anyway, no. so that's our tech. Moving on.
What? I wasn't even finished with my story.
Continue your story. What's your story?
But then I got my coffee grinded today. I had to use my.
That's the end of the story. Da-da-da.
End of the story. I end up using my. GE coffee grinder that has the blades that beats the beans.
Oh my god, you're so terrible.
Oh man, they whip the blades, just cut into the beans, and I have chunks of coffee.
Works fine. People drink coffee like that all the time.
But I do find it funny though. I like reading the reviews of folks that are trying to be coffee snobs. You know, I'm not a coffee snob. I just enjoy coffee. And I like, if I can get it freshly ground, great. You know, I prefer it to grind it myself. But I don't have to have it ground or anything like that. But I would prefer to make it because the stuff at Bob Evans was rather...
It was weak.
Rather weak.
So. I agree.
But anyway, like Renee wanted to do, I guess we'll go ahead and jump into a little bit of media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Thank you, Mr. Mahler. So, we're in some media. Like Renee told you at the top of the hour, at the top of the show, I have started a new game. So, I picked up D&D Dice Masters. This is a new, it's by WizKids. They have a few other Dice Master games out that you have Uncanny X-Men, they have X-Men versus. X-Men versus Avengers. Right. Here we go. X-Men versus Avengers, and they have a Yu-Gi-Oh! And they also have a DC coming out pretty soon, but the latest one was the D&D Battles of Faerun. Is that?
That's what I called it.
Yeah, it's Faerun. You were correct.
Is it Faerun?
Yeah, because like you said, it has the...
I was right.
You know, I don't even know why I try to do pronunciations and stuff like that. Try that like I'm right, so... I said Faerun. It's Faerun, Renee. So Battle of Faerun is a Dice Master game, and it's a collectible dice game, and it's almost similar to Magic, but a little bit more complicated. Instead of having all your values on these different cards and stuff like that, you do have some, but they come with dice, and each dice, you know, they go into a bag. You pick out four. You can roll them, and then, you know, you have your different abilities and stuff like that. So it's a little fun. Renee and I played Friday, Saturday night, because this was my first time playing. I had to learn how to play it, and Renee whipped me pretty good.
So, it's just because the way we were.
Well, let me tell you how. So a lot of you may remember, and those that are new may not. Renee is very competitive. She is very competitive.
To the point where I won't play.
She's very competitive, and she gets it honest from her dad. Well, you know what? You get it, I think your mom is, she's like undercover competitive. You know what I'm saying? But your dad is like, when you, like, it used to be like, we would go bowling for fun with our friends, Adrian and Cole. And we were having dinner with the Crockers, Renee's mom and dad. And we mentioned casually that we went bowling with Adrian and Cole. And what's the first thing your dad said? What did you roll, Renee?
Oh, yeah. He wanted to know if I won.
He wanted to know if Renee won.
It's terrible.
And it's horrible. So, Renee has this thing where she doesn't like playing poker. She doesn't like playing spades. She doesn't like PvP. She doesn't like Heart of the Storm. She doesn't like.
I get it. I don't
like
things.
She doesn't like games where there's competition.
I like games where I work together. Is that so bad?
But she doesn't like losing. Okay? And I think because her dad used to pick on her when she would lose. Because he has this video of Renee in track and field that we used to have at school.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about this all the time.
Field day.
And I can't remember what was it? What was it? The
Tug of rope. Tug of rope.
Yeah,
yo,
so
tug of rope.
So she was on a team and they just happened to lose. And her dad has on video you crying because she lost.
I was a kid.
But I think that scarred you. I really think that scarred you.
Come on now.
I think that did. Because it's almost to the point where, because your dad found it amusing.
Yeah, that's one of his favorite memories of me anyway.
Right. And I think that's what it is. Like, I was actually surprised that, one, I'm glad Renee won because I know I get to play with her again. And then, two, I mean, I'm glad that you stepped back and you allowed the vulnerability, the chance of losing to happen. But when Renee won, she's like, all right, I'm done. And she got up and she walked off.
Well, no, that, you know good and well why, because I had stuff to do.
But you didn't even say good game or anything.
I did. I said, hey, babe, that was fun.
That's not good game. He's like, hey, babe, that was fun.
How is that not okay to say good game?
You're supposed to say good game. You're supposed to reach across the table and shake my hand or give me a kiss or something.
I didn't know there were these rules. I apologize.
That's just normal sportsmanship. I mean, in basketball game, what do they do at the end of the basketball game? It's not different.
Anyway, well, next time I'll make sure to pat you on the butt and say good game.
Oh, yeah. So then on Sunday, I went over to Something to Do, which is a local game store, and I played some Dice Masters there because when Renee and I were playing, we weren't quite sure if we were doing things correctly. So I posted on the wall before their big tournament, their Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament, and someone said, come on by, I'll play with you. So I played a quick game. I mean, it was 30 minutes, and sure enough, I mean, we were playing it right, and it's really fun. So after that, I went and picked up 30 booster packs.
I don't know why you do things like this.
Of D&D. Because I told you why.
But it's like, we need to play first and see if we like it.
I do like it.
We played once. Oh, well, I played once.
I played twice. I mean, I do like it.
Okay.
I really do like it. And they have tournaments there, and they may change the night, which is not on Thursdays. And I may go actually do some tournaments and stuff like that, if it's okay with you.
That's fine.
You know. Because, you know, you've been
trying to... give me a chance to have a long time, and to give you a chance to have a long time.
Yeah, because I can tell that, you know, I'm always at home, and I sometimes I feel like you're like,
why are you putting it on me?
Why don't you go somewhere, Jay?
Okay, how many times have you said, I just need to get out of the house?
Last time I said that, it's usually when I'm off, when I just been on call.
Mm.
And I am about to go on call next week, so...
So you need to get out of the house.
So I'm just telling you.
You're going to be all antsy and
You know, I go on call, I act like I'm on my manzies. okay?
Hi, Ian. How are you? You know, I get... Join the chat room. Hi, Ian.
Oh, we had some few folks that joined.
Ian joined, and then underscore 72425.
Uh-huh.
Whoever that is.
What's
joined.
Going on? And I'm actually, I think I'm, our good friend Kathy may have joined as well from the tab pool.
Mm.
I may be looking at Messenger also.
Maybe.
So
you may be looking at Messenger. So yeah. Dice Master. So yeah, it's cool. So that's, so we'll definitely be playing that.
Yep.
So.
And then I took a little time and I talked with the Zixa. You remember Alachi is a good old husband. Mm-hmm. Dan, Zixa. We were talking about magic and stuff, and I picked up some magic cards as well. I picked up a dual deck. So Renee knows, since I'm taking advantage of Renee being vulnerable.
How am I vulnerable?
By opening yourself up and playing games with me. This is, you don't understand, babe.
You are crazy.
Yeah, babe, you don't understand. Because right now I don't have time to paint my miniatures. Because I don't have...
You could have
I
time.
Don't have the area... I don't have an area set up to paint my miniatures. So... Set up.
You claim it takes you an hour to set up.
Well, it takes me a good 30. The setup and cleanup is going. It'll take me about an hour and 15.
Okay.
Total.
You should do it on a weekend where you have like.
But the
8 hours to play.
So the weekend is when you're home. The girls aren't at Jess's.
Right.
So it's kind of like that's family time for me. I mean, I don't get to see you guys during the day.
Okay.
And it's like I'm here working in the office, in the house, all day. And then I get 6, anywhere from 5 in the morning till 7:30 with you guys. And then there's work. And then there is 4 or 5 till 7. With you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's a rinse and repeat thing. So
you can play at night. You can paint at night. You have like 2 hours. You can have an hour of painting.
So I have 45 minutes of painting.
You can have an hour. Okay.
45 minutes of painting. And that is not worth it.
Actually, 3 hours. You can go from 7 until 10. That's 3 hours. So you have like 2 hours and 15 minutes of painting.
And so I'm going to set it up in the living room that has all the toys up, so I had to clean up the toys first. We had to vacuum the floor because we want to vacuum every night. No. Don't say no, because I know how you get the following morning.
I'll just do it before we go to bed.
See, that's the thing. You'll be pumping,
okay.
Man.
Okay, we're not. No, I do it after I pump.
So you won't go to bed?
We don't need to talk about this, because it takes me 2 minutes to freaking...
She won't go to bed till 11:30.
Renee, it takes me 2 minutes to do the floor.
Renee,
anyway,
right.
we're not talking about this. Anyway.
See, this is how it is.
You won't paint. That's fine.
This is how
you
it is.
You refuse to paint. You refuse to paint and then complain how you don't want to paint.
I don't complain.
Well, you're sad that you can't paint.
See, you think I'm complaining.
No, you're sad you can't paint.
See, I think I want people getting uncomfortable right now.
Maybe.
You think they're getting uncomfortable?
Probably.
Are they like...
This is real, y'all.
Are they like...
real.
Are they like, Jay and Renee's fighting. Mommy, Daddy, stop.
I'm not fighting.
Stop fighting.
If I was fighting, y'all would know. It'd be worse than this.
I think we actually... We haven't had no fight on the show, have we?
No, we have not had a fight on the show.
I don't know. Somebody go back and remember. I can't remember.
We've gotten a little heated on the show. But we haven't had a fight.
I think we did get heated one time. It was awesome.
But yeah.
But yeah, I'm not. I'm a little offended that you said I complained that I don't get.
Okay,
to paint.
Wrong words. Sad.
I'm not sad.
No,
I'm melancholy.
I have to use the correct. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's degrees. There's degrees. Sad is like a clown sad. Melancholy.
A feeling of pensive sadness.
It's like,
sadness. Having a feeling of melancholy. Sad and pensive. Sad.
Quit using big words. I think, see.
Melancholy means sad.
See, I don't think so. Melancholy is like a nice way of saying sad. But it's not like
Melancholy is worse than sad.
If I say
melancholy is worse than sad.
Really?
It's sad and pensive. Like you're brooding.
Really?
It's worse.
I don't think of it that way.
Well, it is.
Man, this is like opposite day for me.
Oh, well. You're welcome. I'm glad I could do that for you.
Huh, I learned something today. So what's a notch of above sad then? So what's degrees of sadness? Let's do happy. So you're happy, joyful, and then
you're feeling blue. Is that good?
Blue? Why does blue sound worse? I don't like blue either. I guess I don't know. Blue is like.
I don't know.
I must not be sad about not being able to paint then. You know, because I'm not like.
You're a little down. Are you a little down? That's not as. Okay. Well.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm a little down. And maybe I don't want to be vulnerable and say I am down about it. I do look over at the fireplace and I'm like, I haven't even put any of that together from the Dark Vengeance set. So I get a little, I get a little down. Thanks, babe. That's why I have you here. So
my eyes are stuck. I rolled my eyes so hard and my eyes got stuck.
Oh man. So what all did you, so what do you have to say in media, or what do you have going on in media? After I took like 15 minutes of just
you
talking
did.
About myself.
We watched a documentary.
Oh.
Called Little White Lie.
Oh my God.
And the documentary is about a black girl who was told she was white all of her life.
Yes.
And the documentary goes through her feelings and her relationship with her parents and her friends and her biological father. And it's a really good documentary. Very emotional.
And
I really liked it. And thank you for bringing it to my attention.
If you have PBS, it is on the Independent Lens. And the title of the documentary is Little White Lie. And it is amazing. It's only 55 minutes. And I would love for, you know, If you're into it, I would love to have other people watch it. I mean, it was just deep. It was really deep. And it said a lot to me because there are some things in my family where secrets are held. And that's kind of, you know, I don't want to give too much away. Just in case if anybody wants to watch it. So I will just leave it right there and just say, please, 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 if you have 55 minutes to watch a documentary, let that be one of the documentaries you watch. Please.
yeah, definitely. Still working my way through The West Wing, and I have to say it's gotten better as the seasons go on.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a little 24 vibe, a little 24-ish vibe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. And the West Wing has a revolving door of characters you've seen elsewhere. That's one thing about the West Wing. So it's cool to see, oh my gosh, look at so-and-so. Yeah. Oh my gosh, look at so-and-so. Do you know the House of Cards, his right-hand man that does all his dirty work?
I think so, yeah.
He's in there.
Okay.
John Goodman is in there.
Huh.
It's like all these people you've seen. So we're going through the West Wing. The Walking Dead had their finale last night. How'd you enjoy it?
It was really good. They did a great job. One of the things that has kind of bothered me as Walking Dead has gone on is kind of like, how can we make zombie deaths, or how can we make deaths be more gruesome? It's kind of like they're trying to outdo what they've done before. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's almost getting to a point where I think what's going to happen is we're going to end up getting to a point where we're going to be watching the Quentin Tarantino film.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, some people love it. to me, it can be over the top, and it takes me out of the show. But, you know, for the most part, putting all that aside, I really enjoyed it. What about you?
Yeah, the juxtaposition of Rick now in the beginning is just crazy. That's what when the surprise guest showed up, and mm-hmm. I was like, it just reminded me, like, Rick used to be, you know, innocent, wide-eyed, and now he's hardened. It's kind of crazy.
Oh yeah. And you know, we watched the finale afterwards and everything, and it was, like I said, I mean, it was done well, and I really really enjoyed it.
And Hendo, hi Hendo, Hendo's here.
Oh man.
One thing that Hendo said was that the last House of Cards really just was mildly disturbing, and we haven't even watched the last season of House of Cards.
I know. Let this be official that Hendo has officially been the first person that has said anything to us about House of Cards.
Yeah.
We've actually
Avoided.
Now, he didn't say anything spoilerish.
No, he didn't say anything
at all.
But
I was actually thinking about that. I was like, man, we haven't watched House of Cards yet, and we haven't, you know, ran across anything that kind of
spoiled us on it yet.
And we still haven't. And it's been amazing. We got to watch it sometime.
I don't know when, but yes, we definitely need to.
We will.
So, so basketball's been on, unfortunately.
Oh yeah.
How'd you enjoy your basketball?
We're in middle March Madness, so let me explain to you how I watch sports. Most of my sports is via my Score app, is what I usually watch. Look at most of that stuff.
So you only do it like once a year.
Yeah, but well, I'm always watching the score through my app.
So.
Up until March Madness.
So I have to ask you, why is March Madness when you watch basketball?
Because that's when it really gets exciting, because March Madness is when like everything resets almost. So you have all the ranked teams, you know, they have it into divisions.
But it's still a game. Game is a game is a game.
But it's not any of that. I don't like the banter like some people do, which bantering is fun, but I don't like all the bantering on, you know, on my Facebook.
But you bantered during March Madness.
Yeah, I bantered during March Madness because a lot of times people are like, you know, they want to start quoting stats and stuff like that. And I don't feel like quoting stats of players and everything else.
I'm trying to figure out why during March Madness, but not other times.
Because most time the whole stat thing doesn't even come up. It's just how do your whole team do as a whole, kind of deal. I mean, that's what it comes down to, and it's not, you know, I mean, at least in the circles that I'm in, and you have to understand too, and you know who I hang around, you know, at work and everything else, and you know how I can get sometimes.
Yeah, you can get a little annoyed.
Yeah. So, one less thing that I have to talk about sometimes, you know. But yeah, during March Madness, you know, I'll watch, I'll get involved. But even then, I only watch, you know, the last 5 minutes of a game because I don't like having that whole anxiety during the game. I mean, because...
Might as well just not watch it.
Why?
You just watch the last 3 minutes. You missed the whole thing.
No, I watched most of it on my app.
Okay.
So, I mean, you don't have to watch it.
No. I know. I just told you that I didn't understand. So, with WoW, rating is going great. It's cool having all the fellas again, and I got my freaking daggers with eyeballs on them.
Yeah,
I kid you not. They have eyeballs on them. So I'm enjoying myself. We raid Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we got heroic. We got some heroic.
Yeah,
people down.
So we did Orgorja, right?
Yes.
Hans and Franz, yes. Gruul, and Flamebender.
and the beast dude.
Oh, so we did five of heroic.
Yep.
So yeah, we're five of ten of heroic Black Rock Foundry. But yeah, we're having a blast. It's really good. I think after a few shifts and stuff like that of winds, I think things are kinda getting settled in.
Yeah.
New players getting settled in. We're all getting settled in, and
everybody's understanding how everybody plays, and it's all good.
Right, right. So, anyway.
So yeah, so that's all I have for media. All
right.
Just odds and ends.
What?
The fridge is not prepared.
I wasn't prepared.
You don't have any food.
Because I read through the notes and it said,
I know,
twins eating habit. And
then, yeah, I know.
And you but just took it out.
I did. It's really not that important.
Why?
I don't know. We kind of already talked about what they're eating.
Did we?
You said they're eating eggs.
So?
So, no, it's, I'm trying to introduce more finger foods in, getting away from purees. And I have this crazy fear that they're going to choke. And it's crazy. And I don't know when I'm going to get over this fear that they're going to choke. I feel like I'll be cutting up their food until they're like eight. That's what I feel like. I know that's not what I want.
See,
I won't be doing this. I know, but I said I feel like it.
So, and I think that's kind of, you think it's kind of why it's good I'm here a little bit? Do you feel like that kind of rein you in sometimes?
Maybe, yeah.
You know, but then I will say some of the things that I've learned is that sometimes, kind of like when weekend before last, when Zoe was diagnosed with the flu, that I kind of, normally I probably been like, oh, Renee, let's just see how she is tomorrow. Or let's just see how she is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just something, you know, some vibe you were throwing off. You were throwing off the mama vibe, like something ain't right with my child kind of vibe.
I knew she was, I knew there was something wrong.
And I was like, and I listened to that. I was like, okay, I think Renee's on to something. She's not being unrealistic. You know, the kid's going to choke. You know, they're not going to choke to death.
Okay. Yeah,
they're gonna gag on something. They can choke.
And wow. I've had moms who had their kid choke in the head and they had to do the Heimlich.
Right.
Like moms in my personal group, and right. That scared them.
Right.
So there have moms that have done that. So, so yeah, of course I worry.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna cut up their food for them until they're like, oh, I'm progressively giving them a little bit bigger chunks and allowing them to chew it.
Yep.
But I wouldn't give them like a whole piece of diced peaches or anything like that.
No.
But yeah.
Well, no one doing anything like that. So
But anyway, so yeah, twins are doing great. They're exploring new foods. I'm gonna go get some more veggies. I want them to have a wide variety of foods. Vegetables are very important, and we don't have enough vegetables in our house, but I want them to have vegetables with every meal.
And we have to keep prunes close by.
Yes.
Because, you know, the carbohydrates in the vegetables and stuff like that tend to cause constipation.
Well, I mean, not all veggies.
Most veggies.
Okay.
At least that's what the nurse said, but okay.
Okay. Anyway,
all right, let's go ahead and listen to a bit of Mr. Feisty. Valentine's
odds and ends.
Birthdays. So who we have for birthdays?
Birthdays. We have two birthdays today. We have Punk Gopher.
Punk Gopher.
And it's been a while since we've had a birthday in the chat room.
Yes, sir.
And for those of y'all who don't know, we have a special thing we do for those whose birthday's in the chat room.
They get a serenade.
They get a special birthday serenade. Yes, I haven't had to do this in a while, so
yeah,
this is awesome. Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Punk Gopher.
Happy birthday. Where'd your harmonica?
Aww.
No, you blowing it though.
It's messed up.
No, that's how it's supposed to sound.
No, it's messed up.
No, let me see it.
It's messed up.
That's how it's supposed to sound, babe.
No, it's not.
Anyway.
My kazoo's broken.
It's not. That's how it's supposed to sound. Oh, Diddy wants to do the black person version. Wants to do a black person version.
It's not his birthday.
He said please in all caps.
It's not his birthday.
But he's so nice about it. I can't play a kazoo, JK.
That's horrible. It's broken.
It's not broken.
All right.
JK laughed at me. He said, LOL. Y'all can't play.
It's broken.
Diddy anyway. Said, four-punt gopher. This is four-punt gopher.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. This is happy birthday from, this is the Stevie Wonder version. Okay.
All right. One, two, one.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Go far. Wow. Happy birthday, right. Punk. Woo! I hope you have a great day.
Yeah. I hope you had a great day, too, man.
Also, Cameron Hawkinser, Tet Simi. His birthday is today.
I know. Happy birthday, Tet.
Happy birthday, Tet. Tomorrow is our good friend April's birthday.
Tomorrow.
April's birthday is tomorrow. It's only a day away.
Yeah.
And it totally made sense the way I did it.
And
also,
punk rock warlock, Mr. Tim Anderson.
Yes, his birthday is also tomorrow.
His birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we have a huge congratulations. Who's our congratulations going out to?
Nicole and Mark.
Why?
They are expecting again. Taya's going to have a little brother or sister.
What?
And it was so sad because she announced it on TMS and Scott ruined it. She was going to have the chat room guest theme. The theme was baby. But he said it at the very beginning when they first started. She was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Scott ruined it. I would have been, because she's pregnant. And you know how hormone, I would have been disappointed too. Because that was her big reveal.
So y'all have.
Scott ruined it.
So y'all have send Nicole and Mark some good vibes. So I think she's having some of the sickness.
Oh yeah, she's sick again.
So. Yeah, that from the first time, and I saw Mark's lonely burger on the grill, so I feel bad for him.
It was pretty sad.
Because at one point we were eating Taco Bell a lot, and I could have went somewhere else, but yeah. I wanted to hang in there with you, baby.
Man, I didn't want any meat at all, and we were eating Taco Bell all the time.
Yep.
Because I had a craving for Taco Bell every day, but I didn't want any, I didn't want like steak or hamburgers.
Yep,
meat was gross, but Taco Bell meat was fine. So.
And you didn't like eggs.
Oh my god, that's great.
Well, cool. So if you guys want to reach out to us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That's our email. Our blog is ValentineCast. The Twitter feed is ValentineCast as well. Facebook page, you guessed it, facebook.com/ValentineCast. If you want to call us, you can call us at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST.
Video of the show and other shows can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Our intro and outro music is from Pretty Lights. You can see what they're doing over at PreLightsMusic.com. Thank you for allowing us to use your music for the beginning and ending of our show. Andrew Allen Trio is the music that we use throughout the show as bed music. And go check out the new Kickstarter that they have going on for the next album, live from the Cantina. Did I say that right? Cantina, yeah.
Cantina?
Cantina.
The Cantina?
Cantina. It is the new Star Trek live. No, I'm playing. Star Wars live covers from, not covers, but original music from the Andrew Allen Trio. Mm-hmm. Kickstarter.com/Coverville. I think that's where you can go. Let me double check here and make sure. I think Coverville. I think that goes straight to Brian. No, it does not. We'll have the links in the show notes. Go to valentinecast.com and look at the show notes, and you will be able to go support those. Kickstarter just started today, and I was the first backer. First! All right. Thank you, chat room, for being here. We enjoyed you. Thank you so much. So glad you all were here.
Yeah, I was so excited to see you guys.
And thank you so much, because we wouldn't have known our video wasn't going. But
without you all, this is true.
All right. Y'all have a great week. Stay for the after show. Those that are hanging out with us live. And we'll see you next week. I'll be on call. Peace, y'all.
Bye, everybody.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.